It's another frosty morning in Sokol Artists Village. I can hear a dog barking. There are a few birds flittering around, and there's a pretty distant hum of traffic from the main street just beyond the enormous tower block, which I can see from my window. Now, I'm in a slightly unusual situation. I'm the Guardian's Moscow correspondent, and the log cabin where I live with my family, my wife Phoebe, and our two kids, Tilly and Ruskin, is now at the centre of a media storm in Russia because the mayor of Moscow, Yuri Lushkov, has indicated that he wants to destroy 30 of the 113 houses on this plot for reasons which I think are somewhat mysterious. This is an extremely unique colony founded back in 1923 as a sort of pioneering experiment in Soviet living. It was Lenin who first came up with the idea of having a sort of city garden for his new Bolshevik state. And some of the new Soviet Union's most famous architects designed it. Our house, which we rent, was designed by the Soviet architect Nikolai Markovnikov, who did most of the houses here. And it's like a kind of English house, really. It's a sort of log cabin with a small scrubby garden out the back, currently covered in snow. But what's charming about this place is that even though we're right in the centre of one of the world's great metropolises, this is a kind of oasis of quiet and calm. Now, I'm just setting off to work, trudging through the snow towards my front gate. I have to say, when I read Kommersant newspaper, so one of the big newspapers here in Russia, and discovered that the place where I live was scheduled for demolition, I had what might be called a kind of Arthur Dent moment. It was just like discovering the Earth was going to be blown up by a Vogon spaceship. What's interesting is that this decision has caused a big outcry here, and it comes at a time when the mayor is already demolishing a riverside suburb in a place called Rechnik, and a whole load of people there have been turfed out into the snow, and it's been a major scandal. He says, of course, he's just enforcing the law, but others are more sceptical. Now, what's interesting about this place is a sort of place where the old Soviet creative elite, if you like, have collided with the ugly reality of modern Russian capitalism. My neighbour, he looks a bit like Alexander Solzhenitsyn, is one of the original inhabitants, I think. Now, I'm just going past number 6. You can hear the dog barking there. But what's happened over the past 10 or 15 years is that very wealthy new Russians have bought up some of these plots and demolished the kind of charming old wooden houses and built these somewhat monstrous bungalows. I'm with Victoria Chumirina, who's lived in Sokol all of her life. Victoria, why do you think Mayor Lushkov wants to knock some of the houses in the colony down? What do you think is behind this?
I think that it's very simple. It's just money. Because it's also the one of the most expensive places in the Moscow. You know, it's central of the Moscow, and it's private houses. Of course, it's very expensive. And you know that it was, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, it was a big struggle, but battle with, I don't know, the persons who live there and our mafia, etc. Everybody want to get this place to live there, of course.
So the mafia didn't entirely succeed. They got some houses, didn't they?
Yeah. But yes. Yeah. So they want just maybe in other way they want to receive it, to get it.
Okay, so I'm now in the very unusual situation of having to interview my own wife, Phoebe Taplin, who writes about Moscow and its architecture and knows about Sokol Artists Village. Phoebe, why is this village such an interesting place to live? And tell me a bit about its history.
Well, this village is actually a unique utopian experiment. It was in the early Soviet era that several architects clubbed together to build an idealistic garden city here, miniature city. And over the years, it has been eroded by new developments. Knocking those new houses down isn't going to bring back the historic past, unfortunately.
And what are we going to do if you know, if we do get demolished and have to go and live in a tent somewhere? Any ideas?
No idea at all. That's over to you.
Okay, thank you.